USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A politically charged prosecution. That's what former Vice President Mike Pence had to say about the prospect his former boss may be arrested on Tuesday in New York City.
I think many Americans are taken aback at the unprecedented indictment of a former president, but also the fact that the Manhattan DA, in the midst of a crime wave in New York City, it says that indicting the former president is his highest priority.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Pence said he just feels like it's not what the American people want to see. After a week filled with the commotion and turmoil in the banking industry, a number of key economic reports are due this week that investors will be keeping an eye on. Tuesday, we'll see existing home sales. Wednesday brings the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. It is expected they raise rates by a quarter point. Then it's jobless claims and data on new home sales on Thursday. Nearly 100 vehicles were involved in a massive pileup on a snowy Michigan highway after a sudden whiteout left drivers with no visibility. Harlan Medellin telling 13 on Your Side News.
The roads were clear, traffic was moving, you know, full speed, 65, 70 miles per hour, and within a matter of moments, it just turned white.
Crash began around 5 p.m. Saturday, closed Interstate 96 in both directions. Several injuries were reported, but no fatalities. It could cost you less to finance your home.
Some brighter news for home buyers. Mortgage rates dropped this week in the wake of several bank failures, reversing course after rising half a percentage point over the past month. But longer-term uncertainty is expected to hamper many home buyers and keep the cost of buying unaffordable for many. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.60% in the week ending March 16th, down from 6.73% the week before, and that's according to data from Freddie Mac that was released Thursday. A year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 4.16%. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Two U.S. senators would like to see TV cameras in federal courtrooms and in the U.S. Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar are co-sponsors of the Sunshine in the Courtroom Act. They say allowing television coverage would give more transparency into the court system for the public. The verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram users is being rolled out by their parent company, Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Meta Verified will start testing in the U.S. and gradually roll out in the coming weeks. It'll cost $12 per month on the web and $15 for users who sign up through iOS or Android. For your monthly fee, you'll get a verified badge, impersonation protection, and direct access to customer support. A sequel is delivering at the box office.
I don't deserve these powers, if I'm being honest. Like, what am I even contributing?
Shazam! Fury of the Gods made $3.4 million from Thursday previews, putting it on the mark for between $35 and $40 million on its opening weekend. It's based on DC Comics character Shazam.
The wizard gave me superpowers. Yeah! Well, then everybody got superpowers. Where's everyone going?
To fight crime?
Okay. The original film made $53 million on its first weekend in 2019. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And in this year's NCAA tournament, 15th-seeded Princeton has made history, becoming only the fourth team in NCAA history to make the Sweet 16 as a 15-seed. They beat Missouri Saturday 78-63. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.